Time now for sports with Anthony Verasso.
The Region 3 boys basketball tournament wrapped up last evening in Jamestown. It was Lemoore coming away with the title with a 48-23 victory over Ellendale. Linton HMB winning the third place game over South Border 63-39. Major League Baseball is back. That's right. The owners and the players union agreed to a new labor agreement yesterday. They will play the full 162-game regular season. Some of the changes being made are a new 12-team playoff, designated hitter now in both the American and National Leagues. Doubleheaders will be back to 9 innings per game instead of the 7-inning games like last season. Free agents can start signing with teams immediately, and players can start reporting to spring training as early as today. Some movement in the National Football League yesterday as the Chicago Bears sent pass rusher Khalil Mack to the Los Angeles Chargers for a 2nd and a 6th round draft pick. Mack is 31 years old and has 3 years remaining on his 6-year contract. He missed 10 games last season with the Bears, but he still was able to post 6 sacks. On the ice, Matt Boldy scores twice. Kirill Kaprizov gets his 29th goal of the season as the Wild battle back on the road last evening and beat the Red Wings 6-5 in a shootout. Detroit held a multi-goal lead in the second period in this one before Minnesota made their comeback. Matt Zuccarello with the lone goal in the shootout to give the Wild the win. They're going to be right back at it this evening, this time in Columbus, to take on the Blue Jackets. Puck drop for this one is set for 6 p.m. And on the hardwood, the Timberwolves will look to make it 7 in a row tonight as they will be down in Orlando to take on the Magic. With a record of 38-29, the T-Wolves currently sitting in 7th in the Western Conference standings. For more news and sports anytime, check out our website, newsdakota.com.